We're back on with Luke Hubbard from Fox Marquette Chevrolet, longtime supporter of the Outdoor Show, and of course with South Shore Fishing Association. And I really appreciate you giving us more time and giving us the update on the Manistique tournament last week.
Yeah, thanks for having me as always, and thanks for everything you do for the outdoors and the UP.
Well, we're going to move now from the northern Michigan waters to Lake Superior, and I know that the SSFA had the women's and kids tournament this past weekend. Looked awesome. How'd you guys do?
We did good. The kids ended up, we had four kids on the boat. A friend, Dave Holdsworth, he took his two daughters, and I took my youngest two, and then my wife went, and they did good. We ended up taking third overall, and it was just a beautiful day. I mean, there wasn't hardly a ripple in the water. It actually got a little warm. but no, it was a great day. The kids did good. The wife, I laugh, she got the biggest fish we had. It was 16, I don't remember, and she got a taste of a wire dipsy running a moonshine tri-fly on it with about 250 feet out. So that was good for her to understand what that's all about.
That's not an easy reel.
No, she was complaining after about the first 50 feet. It was pretty entertaining. It was a good time.
Well, how'd the rest of the tournament go? What did you see just across the rest of the board? How many boats were there? And you know,
there was 15 boats in it. A little down last year. I think there was 23, 24, they were saying. I mean, kind of expected with COVID and everything. Yeah. But it was a good turnout. Eric Bartle, the Lake Trout Whisperer, pretty much dominated again. When it comes to lake trout up here in this area, he's one of the best. And
so's his boy.
Yeah, they ended up, I think they were 10 or 11 pounds ahead of the next boat. So they crushed it. But there was a lot of fish caught. There was a lot of smiles on the faces with the kids. There was a few silverfish caught, so they're starting to show back up. It was a great time. They do a great job with that, you know. Props to Joe Hansen on the tournament, running the tournaments for South Shore, and does a great job with it.
Well, I want to talk about the Kings and how they're starting to stage right now. I know that you said you went out, last night and tried to chase some silverfish, but just wasn't any to be found yet?
Yeah, it was pretty warm water. We marked some fish, couldn't get nothing to go, so we ended up bouncing out to deeper water and just catching some lake trout. But I did hear of one nice king getting caught last night, and there was a few silverfish at the cleaning station in League last night. So they're starting to show up again. I know over on the east end of the UP, a friend went out by Paradise, out by Whitefish Point. He did real well on silverfish already, so it's just a matter of time. It's coming here in the next few weeks. It's going to start heating up. It's the best time to fish Marquette right now. So
yeah, late summer, early fall. I would totally agree with that over the years anyway. That's been the trend in my opinion.
Yep, September, October, that's my favorite time to fish up here. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about what you would recommend if you're going to go chase kings right now, coming in, starting to stage up to run the rivers. How many feet of water were you trying to find them in? What kind of lures, spoon colors, names, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we were trying in 40, 50 foot yesterday. And it, like I say, we marked fish. We just couldn't get any takers. We threw quite a bit at them. But in league, you only get a few hours to fish. So yeah. We wanted to at least get some fish. So we bounced out and went and caught a few lake trout. But, you know, I'm a pretty big fan of moonshine spoons. I can tell you over in Manistique, even in Lake Michigan or Lake Superior, it doesn't matter. Every fish that came over on that Lake Michigan weekend over at the tournament came on a moonshine spoon.
Wow.
I tried some meat rigs. I always like to run meat rigs and some flasher flies, and surprisingly enough, I never took a fish on a meat rig or a fly all weekend over. Mm. And that was kind of the consensus that we've been hearing both Lake Superior and Lake Michigan right now. So
I've been hearing a lot about the RV series.
That new RV series, and I'll tell you, that new Gold series, there is some phenomenal spoons in that Gold series that Tom just came out with this year. There's one that's the Green Hulk in that color, and then they got one called Geezer that might be one of my favorite spoons I've ever ran now. And the Carm 14, everybody that knows me laughs at me, that Carm 14 RV, that thing's always cranking.
Luke Hubbard from the South Shore Fishing Association and Fox Marquette Chevrolet offering $500 over Kelly Blue Book for your vehicle right now. And as always, thanks for Fox Marquette Chevrolet supporting the Outdoor Show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
This is the Outdoor Show.